Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business. Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of cleaning power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in the store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The perfect car for a family of eight? Does your clone have a soul? And let's get into dualism. All this and more on today's How Did This Get Made mini episode. Hit the theme.
Mini episode, it's that mini episode. Let's go deep. How was it made? Yo, mini episode, it's that mini episode. We tell you all there is to know. Mini episode, it's that mini episode. All shit in the house, homie. Let's go.
Minnesota. Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to a How Did This Get Made mini episode. I am your host, Paul Scheer, aka Tall John, aka Clone Paul Scheer. And you know what? It's with bitter sadness and tremendous regret that I say adieu to Clone Girl Summer, because this is the last time we will be talking about clones for a long time. So pack up your laboratory, put your clone in the car, and wave goodbye to this beautiful, beautiful vacation that we have had all together all summer long as we've watched many an actor attempt to play multiple roles in a film, and each one more fascinating than the next. We're going to be talking a little bit about The Island, but after that, we're going back to movies that are just plain weird without the main character being doubled. That's right, we're going to go back to just normal shit. And when I say normal shit, I'm talking about vehicles that can talk or have a life of their own. That's just a kind of a clue about what we're going to be talking about next week. If you want to live Clone Girl Summer all year long, you can just go to tpublic.com/stores/hdtgm. You can get yourself a Clone Girl Summer shirt. You can also get from last week's episode a Ratchet It Out shirt. And yes, I know our Ratchet It Out shirt has a picture of a wrench on it, but it looked better than a ratchet and no one really caught it until it was way too late. So why not have a Ratchet It Out shirt with a wrench? And if you Google ratchet enough, you'll find things that look like a wrench. So I'm standing by it, goddammit. People, I'm so excited to be here with you. We have a lot to talk about, especially in regards to last week's episode, which of course was The Island. A big thank you to Kiwi Herman for that amazing theme song. There is a lot on the table, but if you have tune into this show, you know that June Diane Raphael, my wife, that is Borat. I don't like to pull out all my impressions all the time, but Occasionally, I will. Hey, why don't you do another Borat impression? That's Jack Nicholson, of course. To Jack, I would say, I'll be back with more impressions. And this is what I'm talking about. This is, I know that you think, oh my God, Paul, you got all these amazing guest stars to be in a mini episode. No, that's all me. These are all my amazing impressions. Okay, people, I should just edit that out. No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to because I trust you. I'm here with you. And you know what? We're embarking on this journey together. So I appreciate y'all being here. But if you know June, you know that she has an amazing club called the Jane Club. And the Jane Club is a workspace that is good for your mind, body, and soul. I know that that's not really their slogan, but I'm going to make it their slogan. And they're offering some amazing deals right now to How Did This Get Made listeners. You can sign up for their work sprints. These are amazing opportunities to get shit done. 2 hours, hold yourself accountable, work with other people. I've talked to so many people who actually love doing this. I love doing it. But head on over to The Jane Club to check out their offers right now. I believe it's $20 per work sprint. I think that that's pretty much the right thing. I'm going to go on the line and say that I'm 100% right, and I'm not going to do any damn research about it. That's how confident I am. Also, want to let you know, if you've not tuned in to Twitch and checked out what Rob Hubel and I are doing, well, maybe you should check it out. On 9/9/99, September 9th, we are doing a big fundraiser for Miles for Migrants. Miles for Migrants is an amazing organization where you can donate your frequent flyer miles to bring home someone who needs to be brought to this country for asylum, for a reason that is a little bit bigger than any reason that we would have to maybe upgrade a seat. Miles for Migrants is an amazing organization. And joining us next Thursday, or whenever you listen to this, 9/9, you're going to have Ron Funches, you're going to have John Glazer, and you're going to have some other special guests. So we're going to be raising some money from Miles for Migrants on Twitch. And what's Twitch? It's easy. It's just like YouTube. Just go to twitch.tv/friendzone and you can watch. It's done. Simple. Easy. Easy. Easy peasy. All right. Yes, I said easy peasy. Yes, I did a Jack Nicholson impression. People, this is what is happening. All right. Enough of my yapping. Let's hear from you because I know that you have problems. And this week, you have called me with some really good ones. Let's go to the Paul Helpline.
Paul's helpline, he'll take you far. But he's not giving you a goddamn car. Because Paul's not Oprah.
Thank you, Tom McWaters. Look, I'm not a doctor. I'm trying my best here. Okay, and I really want to help people with their problems. And the first one up is Michael in Malaysia.
Hey, Paul, it's Michael calling from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. First, just want to say thanks to you, Devin, Cody, June, Jason, Avril, April, everybody on the team. You guys are awesome and have given me a lot of laughs over the years, so I appreciate it. I have a request and a question, if you don't mind. First, the request. I could use one of those famous Tall John pep talks. My family and I have been living in Malaysia for a bit over 7 years now, and we're preparing to move back to California. I've never lived in L.A. That's where we're going to be. But I'm a little nervous. We have young kids and just... I don't know, the reverse culture shock of it. So I could use some of that magic if you could give me some to get me pumped up. I know there's plenty to like. We love Disneyland. There's all that stuff. And the reason we're moving home is our parents are getting old and not doing too well during the pandemic. So we want to be closer to them. We haven't been home in a few years. So looking forward to it, but a little nervous. And then my question is, I don't know if I mentioned, but I have 6 young daughters, and I'm going to need an 8-passenger vehicle. I know you're a big fan of the Pacifica. We've been Honda people. So do you want to try to convince me to go with the Pacifica over the Odyssey? Does the Pacifica even come with an 8-passenger version? I don't know. You sell it to me if you think it's worth it. But that's all I got. Thanks again. And hopefully I can catch a live show. I got that to look forward to at least. Okay. Cheers. Thanks.
First of all, Michael, you are awesome. I love it. And congratulations, you're moving to LA. And I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying about culture shock. And God damn it, I would be freaked out too. You have six kids. You're bringing a virtual, you know, a Brady Bunch over here, which is a great place to be because the Brady Bunch actually took place in California. So things are working out. Here's what I'll say. Kids are incredibly resilient. California is an interesting place. I don't know where you're moving exactly in California, even in LA, but you will find your people, you will find your spot, and your kids will find their people and they will find their spot. All I will say is this. LA has a tendency to be a lonely city, so you do need friends. So what I would recommend as a parent is to make sure your kids push through that awkwardness of not wanting to go and do things and meet people and get involved early so they can kind of form this peer group. But there is so much great stuff out here. Forget about restaurants. Everybody loves a restaurant, but you got six kids. You're not going out to eat all the time. Let me tell you what I love about LA. It's something that I love to say I love about LA, but I don't often take advantage of. But sometimes I do. And when I do, I go, why am I not doing this all the time? You can drive to the mountains. You can drive to the beach. You can go for a very long drive and go to amazing places. You can go for, I guess that's true everywhere. You could take a long drive and end up in a different spot. But I mean, you are close to fun things like Las Vegas and Seattle and Oregon and depending where you are in California, San Francisco or San Diego, or you could even go down to Tijuana. There's so many options here just for a change of pace and scenery. And to answer your second question, if you are having a change of pace and a change of scenery, you got to go in the Chrysler Pacifica. This is how I know that you have to be in the Chrysler Pacifica, because when I Googled 8-passenger minivan, the first thing that came up was the Pacifica. I don't know if the Odyssey has USB ports. I don't know that the Odyssey has a chance for one person to be watching a Blu-ray and the other person to be watching live streaming entertainment. Yes. Let me talk about plugs. They have more plugs than you need. Let me talk about cup holders. They got them. Let me talk about a vacuum in the car. It's there. Let me talk about comfort. You can recline those back seats. So when you're put in the way, way back, it's actually pretty damn comfortable. I love the Pacifica. The only downside, and I'm going to be very honest with you, the only downside, I would say, is the sight lines are for shit. The sight lines suck ass. But I'm also thinking you should get like a Sprinter van, like a Mercedes Sprinter van. And I know that you go, Mercedes, like, that's expensive, but hear me out. This thing, you can have like a full-on party in there. The other one that I would recommend, I know you're a Honda Odyssey person, Toyota Sienna. Toyota Sienna is equally good. But I got to say, if you want that little bit of luxury and you got six kids, so treat yourself. Get yourself that Pacifica. It is the best car on the market. It's comfortable. It's nice. People love it. People envy it. I'm stopped at my preschool. People want to look at it and I show it to them. I show it with them with pride. I love it so much. And I want you to know, Michael, you're going to be great. You and your wife are going to accomplish everything you need to do out here. You're going to have fun. You're going to take in drive-in movies. You are going to go for trips. You are going to embrace California culture. And the most important part of that is making sure you get totally baked with your kids, right? Because that's California, baby. No. Get out here, have a kombucha, get a vegan donut, and start to live again. Here's the other thing. You're from Malaysia. I guarantee you're going to find actually a great Malaysian restaurant out here that's going to remind you of home. And I think that actually, and maybe it's a positive, right? Because not everywhere you go, you can have food from where you've just come from. So I believe that you can come here and have good Malaysian food. That's what I'm saying. I hope it works out for you, Michael. Let me know when you're here. We will hear about it. And I'm going to give you and your whole family, if they want, a free ticket to a show. That's, I'm giving it to you right now because you're making this move and you can bring the whole family, but you can also have a date night and not bring them at all. I don't want them to come if they don't want to come. Don't drag them if they don't want to come. Okay. Next call, Jordan in Denver. What do we got, Jordan?
Hey, Paul, this is Jordan from Denver. My girlfriend, her best friend, recently told her that he loves her and wants to marry her. I, of course, have a huge issue with this, and she is saying that I don't fully understand their relationship and that he's working through things. Can you give me some advice on how to not feel crazy when there's some other guy telling my girlfriend that he loves and wants to marry her? I'd really appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm so happy here because Cody and Molly weighed in on this as well. I'm not going to read their advice yet because I'm going to say what my advice is and then I want to hear what their advice is. My advice is this. I have to really actually play this one twice because I wanted to wrap my head around it. If your girlfriend is telling you this, I think you're in a good spot because she's letting you in on something that is, yeah, it's problematic. It's weird, but she's letting you in. She's not hiding this from you. You didn't find out about this because you saw an email or a text. She told you. So that's a tremendous amount of trust, and every relationship is built on trust. And so I think you have to let her play this out. People have emotional friends. People have... It's weird that I say this, but I understand where she's coming from. I understand that she might be saying to you, like, look, he is fixating on me because we have a good friendship and he just wants to marry me because it would be easier, because he doesn't have to actually go out and be himself to someone else. Like, it's like, I'd rather stay at home than get my own apartment, that kind of mentality, right? Not that your wife is an apartment, but, or home. But you know what I'm saying? I feel like there is something here. It rings true. It doesn't feel false. So let me read what Cody and Romali wrote, because I don't know who wrote this, but I'm going to imagine that they both collaborated. And they go, my thoughts, trust your girlfriend. Hey, we agree. And have confidence in their relationship. Okay, we agree again. But also, she needs to understand that it's okay for you to feel uncomfortable. And they need to keep up some boundaries. Now, that is something I didn't think about. And I love this idea. I'm going to say, I don't even know who that is, because both Cody and Molly are A plus people in my book. And this is great advice. But I think you're right. This is an important part. As somebody who, look, I don't treat myself well. I don't. So I don't think about myself always. So I think this is a great idea that you have to also say, yeah, respect me in this, respect me in this. And so I think it's actually really a smart move to say, like, yeah, I believe you. I support you. I'm here for you. But also just be on my side. This is weird. It is weird. But, you know, maybe this is a Denver thing. I don't know. All right, everybody, thank you for your calls. And remember, you can ask us anything at any time at 619-PAULASK. And starting next week, we're going to get into the Paul Helplines on the Discord. If you've not joined our Discord, get in on that. It's so much fun. Discord.gg/HDTGM. But also, get into my Discord. My Discord is awesome. I love it so much. So it's discord.gg/Paul Scheer. Get in there. We have game nights. We have fun things. We have movie watch alongs. A lot of conversation about Black Monday. A lot of conversation about a lot of weird stuff. I mean, we have a hot TV section that is always going off every week, especially after a new Marvel episode drops. And thank you to everybody creating these amazing theme songs, because without these theme songs, without these people calling in, we don't have a show. And if you want to create a theme song for us, you could do it. Go to howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com. 30 seconds or less. That's the perfect sweet spot. And we'll be right back after this commercial break. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie cutter places. And I went on Airbnb and I found a perfect spot for me and the family, we had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes, that's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly, 21 plus. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, the combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter. I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's two in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry because I love these.
All right, it is now time for Corrections and Omissions, and it's brought to you by our friends at Blue Moon. Now, we all get stuck in boring routines, the same movies over and over, and every week on How Did This Get Made, we are here to help you break out of those boring movie routines. Who cares what's good? Who cares what's going to win in awards? We want you to watch a movie that's going to blow your mind, whether it's an alien, a sentient dirt bike, an island full of clones, or maybe a movie called The Island that has no island in it. It's a break from things that make sense, and that is why How Did This Get Made is a Blue Moon podcast, because it's a bright, refreshing change in your week, just like a bright and refreshing blue moon can help you shake out of your routine the same way that we do. And you know that we only recommend the best, which you know Blue Moon is. I recently had a small party, a very COVID-safe small dance party, an engagement party for our dear friends, Matthew and Michael. I called them Matthew. I mean, Matt and Michael. I want it to be more formal. But we did a very COVID-friendly. Everyone had to test. Everyone had to make sure that they were in a certain window so we could actually have a dance party and dance. And no one got sick. And there was no super spreader event. And we served Blue Moon because the beautiful, lovely people at Blue Moon allowed me to have some of this. And I brought it out. And it was a beautiful night for Blue Moon. We had a great time. People were dancing. It was truly a once in a Blue Moon moment. And this week, I invite you to sit back, relax, and crack open a Blue Moon and enjoy this week's Corrections and Omissions as we cull through the dozens of voicemails and hundreds of posts on How Did This Get Made's Discord to find the best observations, theories, fact checks, and useless research. And I present them all to you here. So buckle up and enjoy the ride. Hit the theme, Todd Fronauer.
It's Corrections and Omissions. Tell us what we got wrong last week.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Let's go to the Discord. Dr. Guts writes this. Omission. The island had $126 million budget. Opening weekend was $12.4 million. Total domestic gross was $35.8 million. Total worldwide gross was $162 million. So, Dr. Guts, what you are saying is it's a success. Well, Dr. Guts continues and says, believe it or not, How Did This Get Made has only done one other movie from the year 2005, which was Stealth. Two movies came out within a week of each other. One came out July 22nd, and the other one came out on July 29th. And The Island narrowly beat Stealth at the domestic box office at, 35.8 million to 32.1 million. And both of these movies feel the same. Like if you say Stealth with Jamie Foxx and
The Island with Ewan McGregor, they feel like the same movie. I know they're not at all, but the, like the posters, the look, we didn't want it. We didn't want it. It's right in the middle of July and we didn't want it. Amazing. Thank you for finding out that weird coincidence. Like what a weird dead zone we found of these two giant summer flops. Speaking of summer flops, summer blockbusters, I want to talk about that for a second. Unspooled is wrapping up its blockbuster summer series. If you love big summer blockbusters like Men in Black, Jurassic Park, Bridesmaids, Hangover, Inception, Mad Max, we're doing them all on the podcast on Unspooled. It is a fun way to jump into Unspooled if you've never jumped into it before, because we know these movies, we love these movies, and we've gotten into these movies. And let me tell you right now, I did not like Speed, and people are giving me a lot of shit about it, but I love The Fugitive. So take a listen. The Fugitive, it's worth checking out again. Jambalaya says, correction, when Paul mentioned the jet motorcycles, Jason joked that Ewan McGregor is in another pod race. Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan Kenobi, isn't actually in the pod race scene in The Phantom Menace. Obi-Wan stayed with the ship on the outskirts of Tatooine, while Qui-Gon, Jar Jar Binks, R2-D2, and Padme headed into the city to search for a part to repair the damaged ship. Jambalaya, you are so right. I don't know how I missed it, because I've watched The Phantom Menace way too many times because my kids... Oh, man, their taste is it's not that great. Adam C. Driggers writes, nobody talked about the huge amount of people involved in this conspiracy to hide from the public that the clones are conscious. Literally dozens of medical staff and other employees are shown. Steve Buscemi, the lunch lady with bacon, and apparently everyone else are okay with murdering clones that have thoughts and feelings. From what is shown of Steve Buscemi's life, they spend their free time outside the facility, so it's just a normal job for where they clock in and clock out to help run this evil clone farm. Besides Sean Bean, why do any of them feel motivated to participate in this? Is the pay that good? I'm imagining if you work for an evil clone organization, the pay is really good. It also seems like it's in a weird part of the U.S. So it feels like, you know, like, yeah, they may go around and talk about it in that local bar, but it's not like they're walking into Manhattan and it can kind of spread. I feel like it probably, like, everyone in that town knows, oh, yeah, we kill clones here. You know, I feel like it's a kind of an unspoken rule of this small town. Montel Moondog, great name, writes, if people are interested in the themes of clone humanity and clone rights, I can't recommend enough the 2010 film Never Let Me Go, adapted from the book by Kazu Isagaru, by none other than Alex Garland of Ex Machina and Annihilation fame. I've heard about this. The movie is a somber and subtle tragedy about clones who are organ farms, which, as opposed to the American-style action escape narrative of The Island, is more of a British meditation on the inevitability of class and dehumanization of the exploited. Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to check that out. And you know what? As a matter of fact, we're actually going to have a call about that. Say it's my premonition. I know we're going to. So stick with that. And let's first jump to Sean's phone call. Sean in Portland.
Hey guys, was just listening to the podcast about The Island and about the trope of the person hanging over the cliff. The oldest story in the world, the Epic of Gilgamesh, Enkidu knocks the main character Gilgamesh over a wall and then grabs him and pulls him to safety. So it is the oldest trope in human literature. Love the show. Sean Nolan, Portland, Oregon.
Wow. Gilgamesh started it all. All right. And, you know, also Gilgamesh was famously on the search for eternal life. So he would be a pro clone girl summer. So Gilgamesh having more, more connections to clone girl summer than we originally thought. Gilgamesh started the hanging from the building. Now you have a fact to bring up at a dinner party if we ever have a dinner party again. But if you eat outdoors, you could probably bring it up. Randy from Chicago. This is the take on clones that I thought was actually very interesting.
Hey, Paul. This is Randy from Chicago. Long time listener, first time caller, or maybe second time caller. I just wanted to comment on the subject of clones, because I am an identical triplet, and for the course of my lifetime, there have been many, many jokes about only one of us having a soul, which would probably be me, and the various ways that my brothers are kind of shadows of the person that I am, and theorizing about why my test scores are infinitely higher, or why my moral fiber is infinitely ever present and theirs is infinitely ever absent. And even that, in ultrasounds, they only ever saw two of us. And then there just happened to be three on the day of the delivery. And even in the nuance of that and how strange that is, we had often called the third one the Prince of Darkness, because he just seemed to spontaneously appear on the day of the birth. But I thought that would add another dimension to the conversation in how human beings and through fertility treatments, which were not present in my family twins skip out a generation on both sides. But how human beings are already kind of cloning machines, and how very often multiples do have, and by that I mean twins and triplets, multiples do have these strange idiosyncrasies. And how maybe if science really wants to create more legitimate clones, they should pay more attention to how the human body already does that. And that's all I got. Thanks, Paul. Love the show. Bye.
So that's Randy. And I mean, twins are kind of like clones, I guess. I like this. Let's keep on digging deeper into what clones are with Ben, who's bringing us some talk of dualism. All right, so take a listen.
Hey, Paul. It's Ben from Cleveland. So I've really been enjoying Clone Girl Summer, and I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about a theme I've kind of noticed about why a lot of these movies generally don't work. And it's actually a basic philosophical concept known as Cartesian dualism, or just dualism. It's the idea that the mind and the soul are a separate entity from the meat bag, the us, the brain. And it's really clear when the writers are unfamiliar with this concept, like, you know, where you don't know if they're talking about experience or or the programming or the heuristics that go into a computer program or whatever. And usually whenever a writer understands this concept, you get a really good tight thriller. Things like the Ex Machina comes to mind just briefly. But whenever it's not there, so like especially through like The Island and in Surrogates, it's not really clear that they understand that idea of dualism, or they don't differentiate those two things. It's just like this weird mishmash. And that's why a lot of these movies just generally don't work. And it's also really evident when it does work. So shows like Westworld also tend to handle this really well, where they really deal with like experience versus programming and that kind of stuff. So anyway, I hope that clarifies a few things. It's something I was thinking about. Have a great rest of your week. Bye.
All right. That's actually very interesting. I do think that Ben might have misspoke, because I think he meant the mind, or the soul in this case, is separate from the body. And the mind can influence the body, but the body cannot influence the mind. So whatever the body, the mind, or the soul is in will have a distinct personality slash soul. This is actually a very big conversation that you brought up here. And much to Molly, you know, Molly or Cody, again, I don't know who's leaving these notes. Thank you for putting these notes in here. Let's keep it going. Let's figure it out. Let's get into, you know, soul dualism or ethical dualism. But, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I think that would be a great conversation for the Discord. All right. Instead of going back to the Discord, we have an article from Scientific America titled, "Would Your Clone Have a Soul?" Okay. So this article states that a research poll was conducted where participants were asked if they thought their clone would have a mind. 67% said yes, and 21% said they were unsure, and 11% said no. In contrast, only 32% thought a human clone would have a soul, where 34% were unsure and 33% were convinced it would be soulless. Furthermore, the more spiritual the participants they considered the soul to be, the more they distinguished between the mind and the soul, and the less likely they were to support cloning humans. That's really interesting. I love this. I love that we went deep this week. You know what? The winner this week is not just our people who called in and started talking about clones. I mean, because what a beautiful way to end this whole Clone Girl Summer, talking about like spirituality and who we are and what we believe in and what is ethically and morally right. I'm going to say what's ethically and morally right is to salute the amazing people, the team behind me, the reason why these mini episodes sound so good, come together so great. I'm going to give this week's winner to Cody and Molly and extra one to Devin in July. I mean, they also do a major part of this whole thing, but this week, They're bringing the heat in the notes. So, Seth Chatfield, give them their winner theme.
Rose to the top to defeat all the others. You really honored your father and mother. You brought it all and you went all in. And guess what, buddy? You win nothing.
All right, thank you to everybody who wrote in, and thank you to Blue Moon. Your crisp citrus taste with hints of coriander helped break us out of our regular beer routines, and you've also helped our listeners shake out of their routines, and you've gave them something new and something refreshing to enjoy. Get Blue Moon or Blue Moon Light Sky delivered to your door by visiting getbluemoonbeer.com/bonkers to see your delivery options. That's bluemoon.com/bonkers. Celebrate responsibly. Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado Ale. We'll be right back after this. How Did This Get Made is sponsored by Squarespace. That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. Now, let me tell you this. Now they have this Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system where you can just drag and drop. It's so easy. It's so fun. Plus, they have this asset library so you can merge all your files from one central hub. I love it so much. Now, let me tell you. I talk about their customer support. I had an issue. Something went wrong. And not only did they get back to me in a timely fashion, but they solved my problem. They were attentive. And I have to say, regardless of anything else, sometimes the best way to judge a company is by their customer service, and Squarespace passed the Paul Scheer test. All right, so you could check out my website with a new feature. That's right. If you bought my book, you can sign up for that and you can get videos and pictures and all this kind of cool stuff. I built that on Squarespace. Check it all out. I love Squarespace. You will too. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
If you're like me, you can't get enough John Mulaney, and that's good, because during the Netflix Is a Joke Festival, John Mulaney is presenting a brand new show called Everybody's in LA. It's 6 live episodes created and starring John that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix Is a Joke Fest. This is going to be an unconventional show with very big special guests. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd, live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Netflix. I love Quince. Why do I love Quince? Well, maybe you should ask my 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater that I got for $50. Or maybe you want to talk to my washable silk top or some of my 14 karat jewelry. Well, you're wasting your time because they can't talk, but I can talk for them and say that Quince is the best because all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. How do they do it? Well, they partner with the top factories. They cut out the middleman, okay? And they pass the savings on to you. I love this wool Quince hat I have, but I also love my Quince quarter zip Mongolian cashmere sweater. It is truly one of my wife's favorite outfits. And when your wife likes one of your outfits, you know that you've done right. Anyway, indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bonkers for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/bonkers to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's right, quince.com/bonkers.
People, for 16 years, I was a part of an improv group called Facebook at UCB. We started back in the day in New York City with a show called Respecto. That show had so many great people in it, like Rob Riggle, Rob Hubel, Jack McBrayer, Jackie Clark, Daniel Schneider, Donna Furman. And over the years, that show has kept its central core. I'm talking about Chad Carter and Seth Morris and myself and Owen Burke. And we've added to it. We have people like Phil Augusta Jackson, and we have people like Charlie Sanders all coming in to be a part of this group. And we've been performing for 16 years. The UCB has yet to open again in LA, and I don't know if it will. And I don't know if I'm breaking any news by saying that because I don't have any news to break. But we have moved our show, this show that we've been doing for a very long time, to Largo. Our good friend Flanny at Largo has allowed us to move our show to there, and we are doing it September 23rd. Come see the brand new, titled, not new group, but newly titled group, Dinosaur. Dinosaur, every month we have amazing special guests and a lot of that core that I just mentioned. Last month we had Carl Tart and Mary Holland. And this month we will see who we will see. It's always a fun show. So come on down to Largo, check it out. Keep your eyes peeled for another Crash Test with me and Rob Hubel. If you're in LA in September, towards the end, if theaters are still going, come see us at Largo. You have to have a vax card. You have to wear a mask. It's totally safe as much as it can be. And it is a lot of fun. All right, people. You want to get to my picks of the week? Let's do it.
This isn't about you and what you think you want to see. It's about boys.
All right. Thank you, Honest Jams. I'm going to talk about, I've talked about it before and I will talk about it again. I want to talk about some podcasts that you should be getting in your ears. And number one, let's talk about our friend of the show. He's got a great new podcast coming out. It is called Storytime with Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen is doing, I think, something that I absolutely love in podcasting, which is something different than what we are hearing all the time. It's not an interview show. This is a show that is a thorough exploration of an event, a cool story in someone's life. It is like Seth is Ira Glass and the stories are equally fascinating, but more fun. And the guests are amazing. You have people like Quinta Brunson on the show. You have Paul Rudd pops in, Ava DuVernay, like David Crosby, I believe, is on the show. I hope I'm still in it. I did an episode and it was super fun. Anyway, it's going to be great. The trailer is up now. Take a listen to it. And I don't even want to spoil the last part of the trailer, because if you hear the last part of the trailer, you know this is going to be a great fucking podcast. I'm very, very excited for this. So make sure you subscribe to Storytime with Seth Rogen. You're going to like it. It's a brand new podcast series. Now, here is the other thing I want to talk about. You know me, I like the NBA. I'm all in on the NBA. I can't get enough of it. There is a podcast called The Whistleblower Podcast. It is all about the NBA betting scandal. I knew pieces of this story. I don't think you have to be an NBA fan to enjoy this, but it really is asking a big question. Is the NBA, or I should say, was the NBA more like professional wrestling, or was it a true sports competition? That is the question at the core of this podcast. And it is fantastic. It is amazing. And it really, I just think it brings up a lot of issues and there's a lot of great parallels to what we're going through in our world as far as like who is the authority and what rules they make and how they can control what we're able to do and not do. The Whistleblower Podcast is absolutely great. So check out that. And again, if you are a fan or if you're not a fan, definitely, check it out. Now let's see, is there anything else I want to talk to you all about? I told you that, a couple weeks ago I talked about this moonlighting book and I got a lot of grief from people because I didn't say who wrote it. And the writer of the book is Scott Ryan. So Scott Ryan, get his book, Moonlighting, an Oral History. Sometimes I do these things off the top of my head and I forget. So I'm sorry, Scott Ryan. And for those of you who like playing video games, I gotta tell you, I'm enjoying Mario Golf. Super Mario Golf on the Switch. A lot of fun. All right, those are my picks of the week. They're very, they're all over the place. But we're gonna be back with a Quar Chat very soon. Jason and I were talking about that just today. But now that we've got Clone Girl Summer over, the island, the big questions about cloning, I guess they're out of the way, or at least they're on the table. Let's talk about next week's movie. We are revving our engines. We're starting the school year with a kid and his dirt bike because we are watching The Dirt Bike Kid. Okay, here's a synopsis. A teenager, I mean, he's like 12. Peter Billingsley, the kid from A Christmas Story, and his magical motorcycle stop a banker. Well, I mean, this is so crazy. I don't even want to tell you. I don't even... Yes, it's about stopping a banker. It's also about riding dirt bikes. It's a lot. The movie is so bad, it doesn't even have a rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience gives it a 53%, not bad. And TV Guide said this movie's problem is it's just plain stupid. So let's listen to the trailer.
Everybody's after him, but nobody's catching him. The Dirt Bike Kid.
Catch that kid! Arrest that punk!
Nail this kid!
How does he do that?
Woo!
That bike is special.
Special?
Well, provided it has the right rider.
What's going on?
I'm gonna get you, kid!
And when the going gets tough, the pup go flying.
Wow.
Because everybody's after the Dirt Bike Kid.
You can buy or rent the Dirt Bike Kid on Amazon Video. You can also just watch it for free on Pluto like I did, Pluto TV, but you had to watch commercials. June said that she enjoyed the commercials because it gave her a break from how hard it was to watch the movie. But I would have liked to watch it just straight through. Anyway, no movie bitches this weekend, but make sure you check out Avril and her whole movie bitches channel over on YouTube. And we will see you next week. Remember, rate and review the show. It really does help us. It really, really does help us. Rate and review the show. It helps us. And make sure you visit us on all of our social media platforms. You know, that's how we do. All right. And if you like to hear the show commercial free, then sign up for the Stitcher Premium Archives of How Did This Get Made? You get a 1 month free trial by using the code BONKERS. A big thank you to Cody. A big thank you to Molly. A big thank you to Avril, Kyle, July, Engineer Devin, and everybody at Earwolf. And we will see you next time for The Dirt Bike Kid. How did this get made?
Hey, it's Jason Mantzoukas wishing Scott and everybody else of all stars and stripes a happy 15th anniversary, Comedy Bang Bang. You goddamn did it. Eat shit. Hang on, man. Comedy Bang Bang. Comedy Bang Bang.